Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and today we're going to talk about comparison. Comparison has been called the thief of joy. Comparison is the thief of joy. And, you know, there's a place in your path towards physical fitness where it's okay to compare, and then there's a lot of places where it's really kind of unhealthy to compare. And comparing yourself to others is, that could be unhealthy. It could be unproductive. For me to compare myself to an athlete like Noah Olsen, Rich Froning, Matt Frazier, somebody like that, or a professional football player or whatever, and say, wow, look how much they can deadlift. Look how much they can back squat. I wish I could do that. Or why can't I do that? That's unhealthy. Those people are at a different place in their athletic career. They're different athletes than you or me or whatever. And comparing to them is probably not going to get you very far, but what is a good, healthy way to compare is to compare to where you were yesterday, to where you were last month, to where you were last year. And you compare to you, not to anybody else, because making progress, if you were to be able to make 1% progress every day, you're going to be miles ahead in a year or two of where you think you're going to be, just by trying to get that constant, consistent 1% a day. And so the way that you can compare yourself, and one of the things that's very, very important in my own path to fitness, is making sure that I am logging and recording certain things, right? So if I have a workout that is very specific, maybe I run a 5-mile course and I know exactly where that course goes, I'll name that course. And if I run that course, I'll get a time for that. And I'll write that down in a notebook, or I'll use an app, or I'll use some sort of something so that I can record it. Personally, I use an app called Beyond the Whiteboard. That's one of the places where I record all of my workouts. And you can create a workout. You can record it of any kind. It could be a 5-mile run. It could be a 1-rep deadlift. It could be any kind of workout you want. A named CrossFit workout, Murph, Cindy, any of these workouts that have a name that are going to be repeated over and over again. And you can go to that workout and you can look. You can say, oh, look, I did this workout this time last year, and it took me 18 minutes and 14 seconds to do it. Let's see if I can do it a little bit faster today. Or the last time I ran 5 miles on this particular course, it took me this amount of time. If you run it again, are you going to be faster? Or are you going to be slower? Where are you going to be? How about your weight? How about your body fat percentage? How about any of those things? Are you keeping track of those things? Because if you're not keeping track of those things, how do you know you're getting better or worse, right? Because getting better is one thing. And if you can see consistent progress, I promise you that you're going to stay more motivated and more interested in training, because you are consistently getting stronger, or consistently getting faster, or consistently losing the weight that you want. But in order to know that, you have to record some things. And finding a way that works for you, whatever that may be, whether that's an app or a notebook, whatever way that you want to record it, that's super, super important. So recording is part of today's Physical Friday, making sure that you are recording key metrics in your training. Then think about comparing yourself to others, or comparing yourself to, you're comparing you to yourself, comparing you to where you were yesterday or last month or last year or 10 years ago. Are you getting better or getting worse? Now, if you're getting worse, is there some place that you can see what's going wrong and change it so that you change that trajectory of going downhill to plateauing or going back into a positive direction of gain, right? And that's what a record of your training can do. A log, a diary, a journal, an app, call it whatever you want, but making sure that you are recording key metrics, looking at it over time, and then making the corrections to either stay on the path of getting better or reversing that trend of getting worse and changing it to a trend of getting better. And just think about that. Compare yourself to yourself. Don't compare yourself to others. Comparison is the thief of joy. When you start comparing yourself to others, you're going to be disappointed. Or maybe you're comparing yourself to the wrong people. You're getting a false sense of confidence about where you are on your path. Doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. The only thing that matters is that you are getting better than where you were yesterday. All right. That's Physical Friday. Record those workouts. Have a way that you're recording. And then you'll have a way to compare. All right. We'll see you next week. See you.